We saw the outrageous success of the country championship, the first day of the country championship at Bathurst last Sunday. Spectacular day of racing and turnover up by 55%. This is a chance for country and provincial trainers to get their horses to the big show during the 2 days of the championship. It continues today at Wyong. It's going to be an absolute bottler. The provincial championship qualifier is race 7. And the favourite is, well, trained by the one and only Kim Waugh. G'day, Kim.
How are you, Terry and Andrew?
Very well.
G'day, Kim.
First up, just generally, for trainers based in the country and also just outside the metropolitan area, it's a tremendous format.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's such a great idea, and it's the big build-up to it and obviously the prize money.
Yes.
Splitting people up into divisions a little bit, but it's amazing. The last couple of months, my owners have been so excited about it, getting to the heats and hopefully getting to the final.
It's good because it brings everyone, it just doesn't make the championships a two-day thing at Randwick. It's with the country championships as well. It sort of involves the whole state.
Yeah, no, it's far and wide and we've been talking to the country trainers as well and they're really excited about it. I think it's a great boost for them.
And we should explain, you've got to finish first, second or third today and you're on your way to the big show, so to speak.
Exactly, yes. So I think if you don't qualify in the first heat, you are allowed to run again in one of the other four heats that will be left. But, obviously everyone wants to qualify so the pressure's off,
This horse, Oxford Poet, seems like a pretty handy horse.
He's a lovely horse. He's won a few races in town now and he hasn't had that many starts, but he's, he was doing it when he was just, because he's 17 hands, when he was still very immature and he just keeps going ahead leaps and bounds. When he won first up at Rose Hill 2 runs ago, it was really impressive. And even though he just got beat last week, it was a very strong field. So I was very happy with him.
Geez, you think for a local trainer, you could have come up with a better barrier than 12.
Well, I would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
No favours here.
But the good news there is I don't think there's a jockey riding better at the moment than Blake Shin.
No, we love having Blake on and, he's such a, does his form and he knows where every horse should be anyway in the race. So, and he knows this horse well too. So I was very happy to get Blake because he's on a state of proceedings at the moment. So we weren't sure if he'd be able to ride or not.
There's a couple of other handy horses in the race. Who do you have to beat?
Definitely, I think Chris Lee's horse, Selectify.
Yeah.
He's a nice up and coming horse as well. And there's a couple of others. There's quite a bit of pace in the race as well, so it could get a bit tricky. And Jimmy says yes, he goes well and sure and fast. So, there's a handful of pretty handy horses in it.
Oh, look, with $100,000 up for grabs, Kim, it's not going to, it's never going to be easy and it's amazing who jumps out of the box.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. I mean, everyone's been getting these horses ready for months for this race. So we knew it wasn't going to be an easy race, but you've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, well, it's terrific. Last start third was really solid behind San Diego. And just on all things being up there, your stable's having a really good run at the moment. You must be very happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, definitely. We, I only have the 20 in work and just at the moment we've got a lot of our old horses up and going all at once and they've been going really well. Harry Hotspur won 3 in a row and just got beat at Randwick last week running second and Forget's been going very well and, just been really pleased with them all and, couldn't be happier with them.
What was your husband doing dropping Shane Watson?
I don't know if it was Mark, but I'm not going to
give us some inside
in
mail.
Politics.
Give us some inside mail, Kim.
He's only one of four,
I hear he wields all the influence, though. No, I don't know.
Not in her house.
No.
Is he up yet?
Well, he's not here, put it that
way. Oh, there you go. Exactly
I
right.
Think he's on the farm feeding up for me.
Oh, of course he would be. Of course he would be. Hey, Kim, terrific concept. Let's hope you leave Wyong on the way to the big show, so to speak, at the championships at Royal Randwick as well.
Thanks, Thank you very much.
Now, good on you, Kim. Always great to chat. And the stable is going extremely well. She's got Oxford Poet as the favourite, the $3.50 favourite, tab.com.au, in the provincial championship qualifier worth $100,000.